remember the story of three little pigs. One played a pipe, any other danced jigs. The three little pigs are still around, but they're playing music with a modern sound. Running smooth, the pigs were due for a big surprise, for the wolf appeared with red-rimmed eyes.
Ooh, you're cool, ooh, you're cool, ooh, you're cool, man, cool.
Well, to show he was friendly, he shook their hand, announced he was joining up with a band. Instead of starting an argument, one and a two and away they were head. Little pigs were really gassed. They'd never heard such a corny blast.
We played in the west, we played in the east, we've heard the most, but you're the least.
Well, the big bad wolf was really mad. He wanted to play music and he wanted to play bad.
They stopped me before I could go to town, so I'll huff and puff and blow their house down.
Some straw was blown away. The pigs had to find another place to play. A dewdrop in the house of sticks. Three little pigs were giving out licks. Well, the piano playing pig was swinging like a gate, doing Liberace on an 88.
I wish my brother George was here.
Sat right down.
Come on, cats, we're going to town.
From the crowd came an angry shout. Sore.
Hips are gonna get tough, I'll give them more. They don't know talent in this here town. I'll huff and puff and blow the place down.
Do drop in, did drop down. Three little pigs crawled out of the rubble.
This big bad wolf gives us nothing but trouble.
So we won't be bothered by his windy tricks.
The next place we play must be made of bricks.
Place this house of bricks built in 1776. High class place with a high class crowd. Sign on the door, no wolves allowed. The wolf was sore and fit to be tied. He was sworn and determined to get inside. Huffed at the house of bricks, but bricks are stronger than straw or sticks. He huffed and puffed and bleeped and blooped, and at 10 o'clock was completely pooped. When all of a sudden came a ray of hope.
I could disguise myself. Boy, what a dope.
He figured out another way to get inside.
those pigs that I'm not stuck. If I can't blow it down, I'll blow it up.
Well, the big bad wolf was really gone, and with him went his corny horn. Went out of this world without a trace. Didn't go to heaven, was the other place.
I saw the best cottage cheese of my generation, conceived by Meadow Gold and dedicated to the proposition that all dairy products are not necessarily swinging equal. What is life, man, but a pineapple seeking to make the salad scene with Meadow Gold like Zen? You know? Are you hip to the protein, not the calories, in Meadow Gold land? Swing with it. Well, you dig? It takes a very progressive kind of dairy to make a cottage cheese that isn't square. It's a far-out cottage cheese for you to chew, with protein, not the calories for you. Yeah, Paul, and the reason that it tastes so Scooby-Doo is the people up at Meadow Gold like care.
I didn't know Meadow Gold cottage cheese went over big with the beets.
Oh, yeah, man, but it's better with pineapple.
Announcing the 1966 Chun King.
Sleek, arrogant, a different breed of chow mein. You see it instantly in its bold new bean sprouts, its crisp, aggressive water chestnuts. Talk about extras. You want bucket bamboo shoots? Power onions? You got it, mister, in the 1966 Chun King chow mein. Outside, too, you'll notice the revolutionary styling of its round cans right away. Wraparound labels, more pickup in the two cans taped together. That's standard equipment on this baby. Look at the way she handles. In the bottom can, independent vegetable suspension. And in the top can, where the action is, over 27 cubic inches of succulent Chun King sauce, loaded with high-performance chicken. Step up to the tuned chow mein. The 1966 Chun King. Noodles optional.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He baned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3.05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
The Pittsburgh Paints, a product of PPG Industries Theater of the Air, presents Moby Dick.
Keep a sharp eye, lads, for somewhere lurks the great white whale we chase.
Aye, aye, sir.
And I shall not rest until the sweet taste of vengeance is mine.
There she blows!
It's Moby Dick. Aye, it's the great white whale, all right.
Wait a minute, sir.
Reach alas to the sun, Moby Dick. Thine hour and thy harpoon are at hand.
Captain Ahab, sir, can you hold it a minute?
What?
How do you know that's really Moby Dick?
Can you not see the white monster spouting to starboard?
Really? Would you call that white?
Lower the boats!
Hold it. Hold the boats! That's where a lot of people make their mistakes, see? You realize how many shades of white there are?
Stand aside, I say.
Look at these paint chips from Pittsburgh Paints. 720 colors. See all these different whites?
What?
Hold them up to the whale. Hold them up to the whale. See, there's Snowberry, Dover White, Colonial White.
You show me paint chips at this moment of destiny.
Well, after 40 years, you want to be sure you have the right whale.
The right?
Look, he's not even oyster.
We've lost him, Captain Ahab. The white whale is gone.
Gee, that's a pity. He wasn't really white, though. He was more of a mushroom. See here?
He was white!
No, your face is white, except for those little veins standing up. But he was...
Let's see how you like the color of the brig.
I hate it. It could really stand a little Pittsburgh paint.
I'll see you in irons.
You see it in iron? I see it more of an aquamarine.
Are you mad? You can't do the Irving Bell story in 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah? The small time, the tank towns, I played them all. I'm crisp and I'm delicious and I'm entertaining too.
St. Louis.
Yep. For my next number, I'd like to do an imitation of a Bell brand corn chip.
Philadelphia. New York.
A Bell brand potato chip on my shoe?
You haven't seen him work yet. Go get him, Irving.
I'm crisp and I'm delish.
Sorry.
Sure, there were hard times.
A potato chip in show business don't make me laugh.
Sure, there was heartbreak.
Sorry, we just gave the part to a pretzel.
Then, one night in my dressing room in a theater in San Francisco...
Quick! The number one potato chip has broken its leg. Get out there, Bell.
You mean?
Go get him, baby.
The Geary Theater proudly presents Irving Bell.
I'm crisp and I'm delicious and I'm entertaining too. Why don't you give me a chance? Here we go!
Let's face the Bell brand potato chips and dance!
Cinerama me.
Cinerama, Cinerama.
Cause when it comes to Fosroth, I sure do grill your scrim.
Yeah.
Now look out now. I say white teeth, mama. Don't you Liberace me.
Liberace,
cause when you reel my Steinway, it's like Jack Travolta. What?
Fraley, Frail!
And if the truth bears,
when's it real, my green blat? I'm not freaking with a one-eyed frog. Every time a rascal on the back from, I holler, ooga, 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 ha, ha! Oh, yogurt mama. Oh, you gaylord howl for me.
Gaylord howser! Gaylord howser!
It takes a long, long dreet spiel flamish to make me scrub my clam.
Yeah, we did, we did, yeah, we did.
Traveling salesman coming down the scrim.
What did he say? What did he say?
I said, traveling salesman coming down the scrim.
What did he say? What did he say?
I'm gonna tell you. He said, I was about to order that Reaper box back. The cream of my cream is bought, and I will stomp a sand for that.
Master!
I bought me a new pair of shoes. A rack of top grown. And I said, now look out. Here I come with my stuff trapped in a house for you. Oh, mama. Don't you desperado me.
Desperado.
I come a long way from St. Louis. Respect my damn brand union dues. So don't flog my Liberace. What a sweet steel cinerama too. Your yogurt. I am grabbed on Manischewitz.
Yeah.
Don't you body skeezle fuck off with me.
Well, I don't need to tell you why we're here today. I don't need to tell you that I'm KBC and that this is the Bit Slap. Just let you know that we're here for Stan Freberg, born August 7th, 1926, in Pasadena. That's right, the home of the Big Bang Theory. And he died of pneumonia in Santa Monica on April 7th of this year, at the ripe old age of 88. I think it was a good run. So I'm not going to bother giving you a playlist. I'm just going to... You know who this is. If you've heard enough of these things already, probably. If you're a big Freberg fan, you don't even need to be told. But if you do look at my playlist page, you'll find a full listing. And I'm going to try and dig up all the people that helped him on all these commercials. Mostly it was just four of them. It was June Foray, of course. There was Phil Leeds, Dawes Butler, and Hi Averbeck. But there was others as well, so... I'll see how well I can do at putting that all together for you. He started out at Warner Brothers, working alongside Mel Blanc in the 40s. Did a couple of voiceovers for cartoons, did some stuff for Disney. Had himself a bunch of small little movie parts and TV and stuff. I saw him on The Monkees once, I remember. And the big thing he's noted for is the stuff he did for Capitol Records. Did a lot of parodies, kind of Weird Al style. Did not ask permission and was not always appreciated. Weird Al makes sure he gets his people's blessings. And Weird Al claims to have Stan as a big influence, and I say right on. Mostly he's known for his stuff in radio and TV and advertising. Yes, you know all about that. We have a lot of those commercials today. There are hundreds more that I'm never going to be able to get my hands on. So we're just giving you a sample. If you go to his wiki page, and I hesitate to send anyone to Wikipedia, but you'll find a pretty comprehensive bio. I'm sure 75% of it is true. And at the end, you will find a link to a very thorough discography. And you want to see a guy who put out a lot of shit? Here he is. All of it behind the scenes, too, mostly. So anyway... that's about it for me. I will, like I said, nope, I'm not going to be back. We're just going to go straight through with a bunch of Stan stuff. And just let you know that I really feel bad about this one. I think we really needed a guy like Stan Freberg. I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm on a limb to say that the nearest thing out there might be Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know. Maybe not Jimmy Kimmel, but the other Jimmy. I don't know. Can't keep track of him anymore. You know what I'm talking about. But that's about it. You know, we're losing the Firesign Theater. We're losing Monty Python. I mean, you know, what do we got now? Yeah, right. Anyway, I'll see you next week. Have a good week. And don't forget to thank Stan.
Who put the handles, handles, handles? Who put the handles on the can? Who put the handles on the can of chow mein so all the women could pretend they were carrying home takeout food from the Chinese restaurant? Takeout food! Who put the handles on the can? Of chow mein. Okay, when I say restaurant, you guys go, hum, okay? Hey. That is actually better than you can get any average Chinese restaurant.
Hum.
Perfect.
Zico saw the handle right up there in the middle of the...
Oh, put the handle...
Put the handles on the can.
What progressive chow mein company would do such a wonderful thing? Who put the handle on the... What was the name of the company that did that again?
Chunking.
Oh, yeah. Chunking Chow Mein.
Put the handles on the can.
Restaurant?
Hum.
Too late.
Century Freeburg presents Uninterrupted Melody. This is the story of men in uniform, their loves, their hopes, their dreams, and of the task to which they have so devoted their lives. Yes, to that gallant corps of heroes, the good humor men of America, is this picture respectfully dedicated. You know what it's like after having a day off with the family to try to sleep on the night before you report back for action? Do you know what it's like to lie there and live with fear? Charlie Krasmeyer knows.
Charlie, what are you doing?
I'm lying here living with fear.
Well, try and get some sleep, sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm just lying here thinking about tomorrow.
Well, you just mustn't lie there thinking about tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's Pop Goes the Weasel and hundreds of grimy little hands reaching out for ice cream bars. Walter Yoder cracked up last week. I saw him when he took him away, Sue. It wasn't pretty.
Hush.
Are you sorry you married a good humor man?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh, no, no, no.
Are you sure it was... No? Are you sure it wasn't just the glamour of the uniform and all?
Charlie, I'd love you whether you had that white coat or not.
Yes, men like Charlie Krasmeyer know their job is no easy one, but they live with it, and they report for duty every day at the plant, where their boss, the Chief Commander F.C. Barr, is just now entering the building. He opens the door and confronts a small, bald man with horn-rimmed spectacles who looks up from the piano.
Green?
Morning, Commander.
Yes, what's going on around here? That's all I want to know, Green. I heard one of our trucks over in Westwood playing hound dog.
But, F.C.
Listen, I had that truck taken out of service immediately. Nursery songs, that's all I want to hear. They don't cost us anything.
But, F.C., the men get punchy from nursery songs. They're cracking up out there.
Cracking up, you say? Nonsense. Every American loves nursery songs. Besides, they're free.
Yeah, but...
Maybe you'd like to go back to television and write Briar Patch Leg jingles.
Okay, that's my sore spot. Say, here's a little thing I've been working on this morning. Now, how does this strike you? The three little kittens, they lost their mittens, and they began to cry. Meow! Meow!
Wait a minute.
Meow!
Hold
me.
It. Hold it. Sure you aren't using a Costellanitz arrangement?
Positive.
It's good.
Oh, yes.
By one of our more enthusiastic salesmen, I see.
Sir, a cue card for 3 days now. He came in last week.
Get him out of here. Take him out. He's too enthusiastic. Get him out. From the acute ward, you say?
Yeah, poor devil. I know him. His name is Heinegger.
He had the nerve to ask me to take him off London Bridge and put him on Yankee Doodle 2 weeks ago. But he had a month to go yet. That's the trouble with labor today. Wishy-washy.
That's right, F.C.
You bet that's right. Now get back to work. I got an employee pep meeting in 5 minutes.
This is the briefing room where every morning 200 white-coated good-humor men sit glumly staring into space, horribly calm, not daring to think about the day ahead of them, only anxious to get the job done.
All righty, men. Yes. Thank you for that splendid ovation. Let's stand up and sing our little song now, and let's sing it like we were in a good humor, eh? Yes.
Humor, yes, we are good humor, that is not no rumor, yay, bo, music, how we love the music, lovely nursery music, tingling as we go, earplugs, we won't wear at all, or we will be sentenced to 100 days of Yankee Doodle, horse and tootie frootle, salad by the oodle. Good humor, we love you. Yay.
Well, that was fine, just fine, man. You can tell a real G.H. man every time, I always say. You know, you don't eat our bars with your fingers. There's a stick to it. Well, man, that's the key to successful selling. Stick to it, right?
Yay.
Yes, ice cream salesmen are the backbone of this nation, if you ask me. You men keep up the good work, and one day soon, I'll have your chimes tuned. See if I won't. No, I won't hold you, because I know you're anxious to get out in the field.
Pardon me, Mr. Barr, sir.
Well, Charlie Kranzmeyer, what is it?
I've been on Pop Goes the Weasel for 3 weeks now. Could I please trade with Jones here? He's got 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie.
You know the rules, Kranzmeyer. The cycle's 8 weeks.
I can't stand Pop Goes the Weasel. I come home at night, I can't sleep. All night long, I hear a penny for a spool of thread, a penny for a needle. I'm sick of it. Sick.
Oh, now, let me have his song, sir. I like Pop Goes the Weasel, honestly.
Nonsense. Pop Goes the Weasel is Kranzmeyer's assignment. Just for that outburst, Charlie, you can't have 4 and 20 blackbirds at all. When your time is up, you'll get the farmer in the dell.
Not the farmer in the dell! I had that last cycle!
Get back in your seat, sir.
We get earmuffs or don't we?
Well, we can talk about it. I
you ain't talking about it.
Put me down! This is mutiny!
Oats, peas, beans, and barley grow. Oats, peas, beans, all nursery songs, nuts. I am the laughing stock of Robbins, Feist, and Miller. I gotta get away from this. I'll just take a shortcut through the parking lot here. Hey, that's funny. Somebody left their motor running. What's this? Somebody bound and gagged in the front seat. Heavens to popsicles! F.C., it's you! And somebody's tied PC ropes around your nice brown suit. F.C., that ain't no brown suit. You've been dipped. Let me get that gag out of your mouth there. Oh, gee, boss, you got little bumps all over. You must be all pecan crunch underneath the chocolate.
Listen, I'm an authority on Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen a lot of trick-or-treat candy come down the pike. But these new Mars Junior bars are really something.
Mars Junior?
Real chocolate, you know. Come in polyethylene bags.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, they make all the other trick-or-treat candies look silly by comparison.
You say they're called Mars Juniors?
Here, wait till I get off my broom. I'll sing a little song about them.
Okay. Is that a new broom?
Yes, it's about the same as last year's model. Just a little more chrome. Mars Junior bars are those new teeny-weeny bars made for tricking or treating or simply just for eating. Their stickers, Three Musketeers, forever yours, Milky Way too. You'll find them stacked on your grocery shelf. Hand them out to kiddies or eat them up yourself. If you're looking to have you a big Halloween, Mars Junior bars are for you.
The best candy on earth comes from Mars.
Honey, don't talk with your mouth full.
All right, we got the tenor sax, vocal group, piano, drums, and guitar. We're all set to make a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it. Hold it, hold it. Something's missing.
A teenage idol, man. You have a teenage idol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait here. I'll get one. Hey, kid.
Who, me?
Yeah, can you sing?
No.
Good, come with me. Hey, where were you going just now?
I was on my way to high school.
Perfect. Now you stand up there in front of that microphone and say high school when I point at you. Kid, you're gonna be a big record star.
Ooh-ooh.
Hey, that's good too. Throw that in. Now here we go.
High school. Ooh, ooh. High school. Ooh, ooh. High school.
Hey, wait a minute. What did you put that on the end for?
Well, it was just a little, you know, embellishment.
Oh, yeah? Well, you keep that up, and the first thing you know, this record will swing. And then where'll we be?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, that's the first side.
Isn't that a kind of short song?
Yeah, it gets more plays that way.
Oh,
Hey, by the way, what's your name?
Clyde Ankle.
Perfect.
But I can't sing.
Well, what's that got to do with anything? You got all the requirements. A pretty face and a pompadour.
Well, do I get to pose beside a tiger?
Nah, that's been done. Maybe we'll get you a moose.
Well, maybe now I can have my admirates taken out.
What, and ruin your amateur standing?
Well, could you at least get me a date with that mouseketeer that grew up?
All right, we'll see.
Oh, boy.
Now, you're going to go 3 nights a week for finger-snapping lessons.
Ooh, I've wanted to do that as long as I've been in showbiz.
Hey, wait a second. How long you been in showbiz?
About a minute and a half.
Oh. Now, let's see if you can act humble in front of the press.
Okay. Oh, I'll never replace Elvis.
Yeah, all right.
He's the king. Yeah,
all right,
boy.
All right, already. Don't overdo it.
Hey, how can we be sure the girls are going to scream at me?
Ah, don't worry, will you, kid? I got a screaming machine right here.
Yeah?
It replaces a teenage audience. We put it in the back of the auditorium, push the button, Panicsville. Here, listen. Now, here's some variations. Whoops, wrong crowd. Well, let's do the other side of the record. I'll turn on the machine here and there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can get, you know, conditioned to it.
Yeah, okay. What am I going to use for words on this side?
Who cares? Say the first thing that comes into your head.
Okay. What are you going to do with that sharp stick?
Well, never mind what I'm going to do with it. Just sing, will you? Here we go.
When I was on my way to high school,
when a guy came through the door, and he said he's going to make me a big record star. But since I can't sing, he says it doesn't matter. He says you've got a pretty face and a pompadour. What you doing with that stick, man?
Perfect. Stick with me, kid. Clyde Ankle is going to jump up the charts.
Here's if you keep on with that stick, man.
All right.
Well, you really think you can get any disc jockeys to play my songs?
It's getting tougher, but I'm on my way to see one right now.
Oh, boy.
Right after I stop off at the bank.
The old paler old blues, huh?
What kind of crack is that? That's an insult to my integrity.
Your name is what?
Barney Schlock. I got this little record company.
Uh-huh.
Obscurity Records?
It would be,
Look, I know the probe is on, but I got a record here that's got to happen. High School Ooh-Ooh by Clyde Ankle. How's about it, baby? You want to jump on it?
Crazy. Lay it on the floor.
Lay it on the floor. Hey, that's pretty good. I got to remember that. shall we say 50 clams a week to ride it? Huh? I mean, really ride it?
Man, I wouldn't ride something called High School Ooh-Ooh if it had a vicuna saddle.
Yeah, but...
You got the wrong disc jockey in the wrong station, Clyde.
Barney, look, if it gets in the top 40, you'll have to play it.
Yeah, I'll play that jazz the day Ellis sings the Fats Domino songbook.
Well, I'd like to get your opinion, no. See what you think of it, huh?
No, man.
Let's just listen to a little of it.
Don't let it touch my turntable, man.
Well, wait a minute.
I just had shearing on there, man.
Look, it'll only take a few seconds. What? Listen.
When I was on my way to high school,
when a guy came through the door, woo-hoo!
Oh, you didn't hear enough of it.
Too much. I heard too much.
All right, you'll see. The kids will eat it up. They think that's good singing.
Is it?
Well, not really, baby, but don't tell the kids I said so, huh? Us little rock and roll labels got a good thing going. We pay off a few guys in the key cities here, rig a few charts there, bingo, a new hit parade. And that's how rock and roll was born.
Yeah, I'm hip.
Look, kid, if you don't want bread, what do you need? A little dental work? Trip to Vegas?
Forget it.
Pre-1959 cranberries?
You're all heart, Barney.
Heart?
That thing right behind your shoulder holster.
Huh? Oh, yeah. So, you don't want to give high school a ride then, huh?
Only on a rail.
Oh, listen, kid. Payola's the only way a little record artist can get off the ground.
Yeah? Did you ever hear of Talent?
No, who does he record for?
Look, nothing really good ever had to pay to get played. Only junk. The majority of disc jockeys never played ball with you at any price. But that's all over now. You've been benched.
I have?
And not a moment too soon. If your game had gone on much longer, the kids would have forgotten what music sounded like.
I've almost forgotten myself.
Not me. Can I show you to the door?
No, I'll just slide out under it.
That figures.
Don't worry. I'll be glad to get out of the music business.
You know what? You were never in it.
Stanley?
Yeah, Billy?
Has he gone?
Yeah.
I thought he'd never leave, like.
Didn't we all? Here, you want a copy of High School Ooh-Ooh?
Crazy. I'll have it melted down into a little vinylite statue of Conway Twitty.
Why not? You ready, Judd?
Yeah.
Okay, hit it, Billy.
Goodbye, 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 Obscurity Records. Goodbye, 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 you overnight one shot. Hello, music. Hello, swing. Hello, jazz, you beautiful thing. Hello, 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 hello.
What you gonna do when the...
So long, so long, so long, you nasal obstruction. But paved your way to this church.
So said Mabel, since he wasn't able, I told her, listen, Mama, don't you.
So long, music, parasite.
So long, Tin Pan, amateur night.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
here with a young man. Your name, sir?
My name is Angry Generation.
Uh-huh. Well, Angry, you are a writer of poetry.
That's right, man. Look, I'm a writer of poetry.
Beat?
Yeah, I didn't get too much sleep today.
Imagine you drank a lot of coffee.
Yeah, like I do, yeah.
Uh-huh. Butternut?
Hey, you're putting me on? Man, I drink nothing but European espresso coffee. Very depressing. I love it.
But butternut wakes you up. It makes you happy.
Oh, please, man, do not ruin my day.
But certainly.
Listen, man, my best friend, he used to be angry like me. He was moody, real flip. Then he sold out.
He sold out?
Yeah, he got on this butternut coffee kick. Well, man, he really hit the skids. He shaved, got married, went to work, and I wouldn't want to be quoted on this, but I hear through the grapevine that he is well adjusted.
Thanks to butternut.
Wow, man, don't keep on like he was my best friend. I mean, I took it pretty hard.
Well, how did he take it?
Well, like with cream and sugar.
Radio station WHIFIFM, serving the greater Milltown area, is once more proud to bring you at this time your weekly high fidelity forum of the air. And here is your moderator, Feedback Frugal.
Yeah, thank you. Well, every week at this time, I have to ask all you people listening on anything less than a 15-inch speaker with an 8-inch tweeter to tune out, please. We don't mean to be undemocratic, but we're a select group, and we can't have just anybody listening. Thank you, so get out, please. Well, tonight our panel looks a little bit like who's who in hi-fi. To my right, Mr. H.H. Horn, president of the Summit Ridge Louder and Louder Club. Mr. Horn? Mr. Horn?
And to my right, Mr. Dacron Grillcloth, editor of Assemble It Yourself magazine.
Thank you, and good evening. And on my right, a very charming teenager, Miss Rhoda Mae Flug of the West Branch Falls branch of the Johann Sebastian Bach Fan Club. I believe that's the inscription on your windbreaker, Miss Flug.
I hope your ears are better than your eyes. It says, "Don't knock Bach." That's the slogan of our club.
Oh, that's the slogan.
Yeah, we have jerseys, too, that say, "Every toccata is worth a fugue."
Fine. Thank you, Miss Flug, for the plug. Well, that's our panel. Now, first, we'll play just a teeny bit of a brand new LP recording and see who'll be the first to identify it. Here we go.
I think you'll find it works better if you remove the record jacket first.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's my mistake. Here we go. Dirty jacket. Well, there we are. Now try and identify this. Well, that's about enough of that, I guess. Oh, sorry. Well, my arm slipped. I'm sorry. Now, do you know who that was? H.H. Horn had his hand up.
That was played over a Pimlington amplifier model 220.
Right so far.
The Feely preamp and Magnus tone arm.
What do you mean a Feely preamp? That had over 1.6% hum. You can't get that kind of distortion out of a Feely.
My dear Miss Flug, I can hear up to 20,000 cycles.
All right, Miss Flug has got you there, H.H. It was a Murdoch Jr. with over 2% hum. Now, what about the turntable, Mr. Grillcloth?
Yes, well, it has quite a bit of rumble in it. I think it was the new Murdoch just on the market.
Right you are. Do you think it'll sell 200,000?
No, no. They have quite a few bugs in them yet.
I got a Murdoch. It doesn't have any bugs.
What? Well, they've got a rumble like a cement mixer.
Well, sure they do if you don't use a foam rubber spindle adapter.
All right, all right. Did anybody recognize the music?
Tell you the truth, I wasn't listening to the music.
Me either.
Well, no matter. Now we come to our contest. If you can guess the sound, you win a life-size, inflatable, latex rubber Liberace. He comes with his arms extended, ready to be blown up and set down at your own piano.
Damn.
Yeah, now what familiar sound is this? Listen. Well, I don't see any hands. That was Benny Goodman in a skin diver suit, 20 feet underwater, playing Danny Boy in a kelp bed.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think it was that.
H.H., you should add that. Well, now one more just quickly here. Recognize that sound?
I think that was, no, I give up.
Yeah,
Yeah, what was that?
I was King Farouk in a skin diver suit, 20 feet underwater, applauding Benny Goodman.
Oh, well, if you'd played that on something beside a lousy Murdoch turntable without all that rumble,
I think I would've... I'd like to hear your turntable.
All right, Miss Plug. You'll have an opportunity right now. Mr. Grillcloth has assembled his home hi-fi kit here in the studio, and we're all going to get a little listen, right, Doctor?
Yes. As advertised in our magazine, assemble it yourself. Now, of course, in order to prepare for our kit, you have to rip out all the walls in the interior of your house.
I see.
Next, our acoustical walls go up in sections.
Prefabricated.
More or less. One wall is solid tennis balls. The other asbestos. The third, wet bathing suits. And the fourth, a sort of a foam rubber bas-relief mural of the Pickin sisters in repose.
Some acoustics, right? What about equipment?
Well, I use 5 21-inch speakers in the ceiling, as you can see here. I have it all set up there. Plus a 10-foot horn enclosure in each corner. I have a Stylemaster preamp and a Fomroy turntable.
Oh, the waste one he could have picked.
Listen, madam, people who own Murdoch turntables should not...
All right, how much does all that equipment cost? I know our listeners will be anxious.
Yes, well, I'll tell you.
Find out the cost.
Yes, please, I'll tell you. $5,499.50 takes it home. Of course, the cost of building the railroad spur right to your house, which is essential, is not included
in that. Not included in the price. Well, could we hear a little music through your system? I see you have it all set up.
No. No, I'm afraid it wasn't designed for this studio.
Oh, it's a shame.
No, the room won't stand the stress.
Oh, I think it would, but I'm sure our listeners would have enjoyed hearing it.
Would have enjoyed hearing it.
No, not me. This way I don't have to hear that more than 5% turntable rumble in that lousy farm noise.
Just a minute, Miss Smart Alec.
Yeah, you just break the panel.
Here, Miss Plug, put your windbreaker back on, please.
You want to hear a little hi-fi, eh? Well, listen to this.
Concludes our weekly high fidelity forum of the air. Now back to the frothy beat of Claude Hopper and his boys.
I'm just sort of walking around here inside the theater of my mind.
How did I get in here?
I put you in here. That's the nice thing about radio. I can put anything I want in here. Watch out for those elephants.
That was close. Watch yourself. You almost stepped in front of that train.
I saw it coming, actually.
Is that a merry-go-round over there by those Inca ruins?
Yes, it is.
Well, what do you mean that's the nice thing about radio?
Well, unlike, say, TV, which is at the mercy of the size of the screen, you know, the monitor of our head is limitless.
I get it.
Like that giant pterodactyl over there taking a bite out of the Superdome.
That's neat.
Send the synthesizer players in, will you?
Come on in. Thanks for helping me reappreciate radio. I gotta play this back on my walkman.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
You left the door to my mind open.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Presented by the National Association of Broadcasters.
In the 1800s, one of America's most beloved songwriters was Stephen Foster, composer of such familiar folk songs as Way Down Upon the Swanee River, I Come From Alabama with a Banjo on My Knee, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, The Sun Shines Bright on My Old Kentucky Home, Massa's in the Cold, Cold Ground, Beautiful Dreamer, Hey Nelly, Camp Town Ladies, Old Dog Tray, and many more. But did it all come easy for him there in his office? Or did he occasionally suffer from writer's block?
Your publisher's here, Mr. Foster.
Fine.
Well, how's America's most beloved songwriter, the one and only Stephen Foster, today?
Terrible, Sam. I've run dry. Haven't got a song title in my head.
Don't depress your publisher like that, Steve, baby.
I tell you, I'm in trouble, Sam. I can't think of a song to save me.
Don't worry. You'll come up with something soon.
I know, but I haven't had a hit song in over 2 years. I can't think of a single line.
Well, you gotta keep your ear to the ground. Hey, there's inspiration all around you.
Really? Well, I don't know.
Here's the mail, Mr. Foster. There's a fan letter from way down upon the Swanee River.
Uh-huh. Just put it on that old dog tray there.
That what?
Some nut was in here selling trays with pictures of Cocker Spaniels on them. You ready for that? I bought one to help him out. Yeah, we got all the kooks in here. Get that, will you, Sam?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Well, some guy's out here with a banjo strapped to his knee.
Mr. Foster?
Yes?
I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
So?
It cut off the circulation.
See what I mean? That's the kind of interruptions I get around here.
Where are you going now?
I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea.
Out! Out! I tell you, Sam, it's depressing. Gone are the days when my heart was young and gay.
Look, why don't you get away from New York for a while? Come down to my place in Kentucky for a couple days.
How's the weather down there? Pretty good?
Sure, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home.
Yeah?
Sure, we'll throw a little party, invite Laura Lee, Nellie Bly.
Hey, Nellie, I remember her.
You remember Jeannie?
Kid with the light brown hair.
Uh-huh.
Funny thing, I dreamt about her the other night.
You're a beautiful dreamer, Steve. She's a knockout.
Yes?
Mr. Foster, sir?
Yes, what is it, Frimley?
Where shall I file these Bach oratorios?
Stick them down in the basement.
Oh, it's awfully damp down there, sir. You sure you want to put these masses in the cold, cold ground?
So, put them in the attic. Just don't bother me. Now, that'll give you an idea what it's...
Here's a new vocal group wants to audition for you, Mr. Foster. Well,
what do you call yourself?
Camp Town Ladies.
Sing this song.
Doo-da, doo-da.
Forget it. I ask you, Sam, how can a man write hit songs in this nut house?
Come on, let's go downstairs. I'll buy you a good cigar.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
I said, come on downstairs, I'll buy you a good cigar.
Come on downstairs, I'll buy you a good cigar, dear. At last, I'm writing again.
Dig. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack, King, Queen, Rock, Genie. Genie with the light. Genie with the light brown wig, rock. Pretty commercial, huh, boy? I'll tell the world. Okay, follow me now.
Genie.
That's the stuff.
Genie with.
A little more out of tune, please.
Genie with the.
Said if they can't bop to it, Bombsville. You want me to tear up your autographed pictures of Hunter Hancock?
No!
Well, then shape up, huh? Let's take Beautiful Dreamer again.
Beautiful Dreamer?
That's more like it.
Wake up to me.
More commercial.
Way down upon the genie. Genie with. Camp Town Cats all dig this soon. All the doodah.
Bay. Any of you older folks hear your Stephen Foster favorites? Join in and sing right along, won't you? Like a one-eyed cat, peep at the old dog tray. Like a one-eyed cat, peep at the old dog tray. Well, it ain't the way I wrote it, but we sell more records this way.
Down upon the genie.
Break.
Sweet, sweet mama.
Oh, we
in the cold, cold.
Rebop, rebop, shoo, bam, pop, the bim, boom, boobity, oobity, oop, pop, pop, chop, skip, boom.
Hey, I think this turned out better than the Kerry Jacobs Bond album we did last week.
That's right, baby. I'm booking you into the World's Fair in Chicago. You follow Gallagher and Sheen. Okay, next act. Well, if it isn't Schluterberg and Kurtel. Still trying to crash show business, huh, boys?
Mm-hmm. Never say die.
Yeah, I thought you boys were in a meat business.
Well, we are, but that's just temporary till we get into show business.
Now, get a load of this line. Funny thing happened to me on the way to
SK, isn't that what you call your meat company?
Yeah, SK. Hey, watch this.
Hey, you boys make great meat products.
Yeah, but show business, that's our real love.
All right, for the 100th time, I'm a busy man, but let's see the act.
We're Schluterberg and Kurtel, the makers of SK.
SK.
Quality meats.
Quality meats.
Quality meats.
Quality meats.
But we'd rather see our name in lights. All you gotta do is put us on the program. Put us on the program and stand back out of the way. You're gonna see your family goes for our act.
Well, what do you think?
Like I keep telling you, it's a lucky thing you've got that meat company on the side.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every little rosebud is covered through, and my heart is calling for you to thrive on high. Its sleepy mate is calling, and my heart is calling you.
Look, you got it straight, what we want?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. You want me to take off the tower from the Empire State Building and put a 300-foot can of Contadina tomato paste up there.
That's right, in full color.
Now, look, mister, are you sure this is all right? Did you check with the Empire State Building people?
Oh, they won't know the difference. Somebody's always working on the building.
That tower was put there to moor Zeppelins to.
Look, let's be realistic. How many Zeppelins have moored there in the last month?
Well, not many. But look, I don't know
You want us to...
No, I don't want to get involved.
Want us to get another contractor? Is that it?
No.
Is that it?
No, I like the job, but we could be arrested.
Well, suppose you let me worry about that, huh?
Okay, we'll start first thing in the morning.
Good. Now, don't forget to have the can blink an international Morse code. The words, there are many delicious uses for Contadina tomato paste.
You know,
right?
Wait a minute. I thought you wanted it to blink 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can.
Yeah, well...
Which do you want?
Let me sleep on it, okay?
Okay.
Who puts 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? Who puts 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? Who puts 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? You know who, you know who, you know who.
In case you don't,
It's Contadina tomato paste.
Good evening. I'm Edward Anonymous. The name of the record is Person to Pearson. And tonight, we're going down to the Lower East Side, where our live cameras are set up behind an A&P store. And there you'll meet Mr. J. Pierpont Pearson. Ah, there's our man now, sitting on that rutabaga crate. Hello there, Mr. Pearson.
Hello there, Ed.
Mr. Pearson, what...
Why don't you just pull up a rutabaga crate?
Thank you. What does a man like yourself call home, Mr. Pearson? Where do you sleep at night?
Right here. I sleep behind the A&P store.
Mind telling us why?
No. It was because of a great personal tragedy.
Mm-hmm. And what was that?
They kicked me out from behind the Piggly Wiggly.
Well, Mr. Pearson, I imagine then you have to be up and about your business before they open the store in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I gotta move quicker. The A&P man will catch me.
I take it you have an alarm clock?
No, I got me a clock rat. Bites me awake every morning at 6 o'clock.
A clock rat, did you say?
Yeah, his name's Brailsworth.
Brailsworth?
He's been my friend, my clock, and my companion for 12 glorious years.
A unique association indeed, Mr. Pearson. Do you get along well?
Well, the first 3 years were the hardest, Ed. You take a rat lives alone, he gets shot in his ways.
But now he bites you awake every morning at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Of course, his nip ain't what it used to be. Last few days, he's been gumming me awake. This morning, it was 8:15 before I felt them sweet little teeth.
I suppose you have thought of what you'll do when Brailsworth is too old to work.
Oh, yeah. I'll just put him out to pasture, down to the garbage dump.
Garbage dump?
I'll pick him up by the tail, swing him around my head 3 times, and let fly. He'll think he died and went to heaven.
And you, Mr. Pearson, what will you do when Brailsworth has shuffled off this mortal coil?
Well, I guess I'll just have to get me another rat.
A new clock rat, you mean?
That's right. I'll rub a little cheese on my leg, go down to the wharf, and hold auditions.
I suppose you might look the wide wharf over, though, and never find another Brailsworth.
Oh, never. Brailsworth has got the sweetest little blue eyes you ever see on a rat. He peers up at you with a kind of a wondrous look. And his beady little eyes...
A man and his rat. True Americana. We're deeply in your debt, Mr. Pearson.
Went to Caltech, you know.
Oh, you did?
No, Brailsworth did. I skimped and saved, and I put him through.
Why Caltech?
Well, I showed him a bunch of circulars. That's the one he ate.
Good choice.
He learned to run through a maze of them little corridors, then through a door, up a ladder, jump across a 4-foot moat, and punch a little red button with his nose. That'd make the food come down. Took him 7 months to learn to do it. And what do you think come down that chute?
Rolled oats, possibly, a little cheese.
Chlorophyll gumballs. Oh, it was a cruel trick in Brailsworth's book. He got so blame mad, he gnawed his way through the wall and come straight on home. Said to himself, home is where the garbage is.
Words to live by, Mr. Pearson. Thank you.
We have computers here in the Pentagon.
Yes, sir, but we at American Business Machine and Body Count just want to demonstrate our new Vietnamatic 3.
Well, we've wound the war down to an average loss of about 38 American boys a week, which poses no overload problem.
All right, but let's talk wounded. Can your machines give you this kind of breakdown? Look at this. You got your single leg amputee count. You got your double. You got your 3 out of a possible 4-limb combo. You want a quick rundown on left ears for April? You got it. You want to count noses? You got a much more accurate profile.
Very attractive hardware. But if the McGovern-Hatfield Amendment goes through, we could be out of Vietnam by the end of the year, so...
Well, can't you manage to drag it out a little longer? Who decides these things anyway?
The United States Congress has a chance to, with your help. The Senate is about to vote on setting a date for a complete withdrawal from this nightmare so that an end to the fighting and the return of all prisoners is allowed to become a reality. Send a telegram in support of the McGovern-Hatfield Amendment or call now to your senator and congressman in Washington. Irresponsible demonstrations will not move them, but you may.
Hold it right there, please. Friends, either you are closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community.
What?
A pool table, don't you understand? Just because it's modern times, just because it's 1912, don't give our kids a right to walk down the road of life using a pool cue for a crutch. I mean to say you got trouble.
folks, right here, say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player, certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate a cool head and a keen eye and a horse sense. Did you ever take and try and give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-railed billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a ball-collined game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first it's a little medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about a horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set right down on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Those pockets mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away as they are. Young men will be frittering, frittering away their noontime, supper time, chore time, too. Get the ball in the pocket, never mind getting dandelions pulled with a screen door patched or the beefsteak pounded. And never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. We got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tailed young ones peeking in the smoke shop window after school. Hey, look, folks, we got trouble right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bevo, trying out Q-Bebs, trying out TaylorMades like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with sense. And one fine night, they'll leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory. Libertine men, scarlet women, and ragtime. Shameless music, that'll drag your son and my daughter down to the arms of a jungle animal instinct masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble,
oh, we got trouble
right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble
right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school. Our children's children gonna have trouble, 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 trouble. Mothers of River City, heed the telltale signs of corruption. When your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell and social old man? Well, if so, my friends, you got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble
right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
Oh, with the capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble
right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children
are gonna have trouble, 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 trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is the devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh yes, we got trouble. Here's your big, big trouble.
Oh, with the T,
with the capital T,
we got rhyme with P.
That rhymes with P.
And that's
we asked Mr. Lowell Feenster of Darien, Connecticut, to make the Jacobson sheep test. One half of his lawn has been eaten by a sheep, the other half cut with a Jacobson power mower. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What model did you choose to mow your lawn?
I sent over the Jacobson tractor, but it's really for a larger lawn. Besides, it scared the sheep.
Well, then, which model?
I just use this four-blade rotary job with the electric key start.
How long did it take the sheep to eat that half of your lawn?
Well, he's still eating. I'd say he's been working on it now for about 6 weeks. He's neat, but he's not too fast.
And how long for the Jacobson mower to cut this half?
12 minutes.
Proof positive that the Jacobson mower is faster than sheep.
On the other hand, you can't knit a pullover sweater from a lawnmower.
Yes.
My wife...
What are your plans for the sheep now that, have you thought of a barbecue?
Yes, we've thought of that, but, you know, it'll be sort of like eating your gardener.
Jacobson, faster than sheep.
The contest you're about to hear is true. Only the artist should be changed to protect the salesman.
This is the Capitol Tower. My name is Stan Freeberg. I'm an artist. Saturday, September 10th, 8.05 p.m. I was working out of the tower in a night watch when a call came in from Glenn Wallach's. October, November, contest set. Prizes galore. Your job. Win 'em. You you call me, Chief?
Yes, got a lot of items here we want to dispose of. Do-it-yourself contest.
And that's what I wanted to talk about, sir.
Some refrigerators, stoves, furniture, electric blankets, silverware, luggage, blenders, bedspreads, and a couple of mink capes. Other big prizes, too. That's about the size of it.
8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the wives who wanted a refrigerator, stove, furniture, electric blanket, silverware, luggage, blender, bedspread, and mink cape. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm Stan Freeberg, ma'am. Contest, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you're interested in a refrigerator, stove, furniture, electric blanket, silverware, luggage, blender, bedspread, and mink cape. Is that true?
That would be very nice.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I don't have one of them. And that's straight from my mother's mouth.
11:45 p.m. Told the lady that all capital salesmen, sales managers, and DSMs were eligible for the do-it-yourself contest. Starts October 1st, ends November 30th. Got a lead. Lady sent me to her husband, a capital salesman. Pardon me, sir. Can I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Certainly, sir. I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a salesman, sir.
Didn't you win an all-expenses-paid vacation to Hollywood last spring?
Yes, sir. Great time. Want to make a federal case of it?
No, sir. We just want to get the facts. What I want to describe, sir, is the do-it-yourself contest for October and November.
What's to describe? You had one contest. You had them all.
Yes, sir, but in this contest, you can win a refrigerator, stove, furniture, electric blanket, silverware, luggage, blender, bedspread, and mink cape. I just talked to your wife, sir. She'd like to own these, sir.
Yompen yem and they're hard of I've in them.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about, sir. For attaining singles quota for October and November, you get 7,500 points. For attaining three-fourths album quota, you get 2,000 points. And you get 10,000 points additional upon reaching album quota, sir. And 500 points additional for each 1% above quota on albums.
I beg your pardon, sir. You didn't say anything about a set of golf clubs.
I thought you'd never ask. Just get the points, sir. Just get the points. 3:05 p.m. I was riding back into the Capitol Tower to make my report to the chief. Then it happened. Huddled in the lobby were a branch operations manager, a couple of branch promotion men, and a district promotion man. Told them that on the do-it-yourself contest, the branch operations managers get points equal 50% of the number won by branch sales managers in their respective branches. Branch promotion men get points equal to one-half of the number won by their respective branch sales managers, and district promotion men get points equal to one-half of the number won by their respective DSMs. 520,000 additional points are to be awarded to grand prize winners.
Get a lead, Freeberg?
Yes, sir. That's what I wanted to talk about. Coverage of salesmen, sales managers, and DSMs. Wife, too, sir. They're all set to whale, sir. October 1st to November 30th.
Good job, Freeberg. Next case.
On September 10th, St. Freeberg concluded his job of announcing the October-November do-it-yourself contest after apprehending salesmen, sales managers, and DSMs. He presented evidence that refrigerators, stoves, furniture, electric blankets, silverware, luggage, blenders, bedspreads, mink capes, and other invaluable articles would be disposed of at the close of a two-month period, or thereby revert to the National Association for the Advancement of Stan Freeberg.
You say you're building a pipeline to your house?
Yeah.
Where does the other end go?
It goes out to the country. I'm going to run rich country milk right from the cow.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to get that pipeline built so my family can have fresher, creamier milk.
Have you thought about sunshine?
Yeah, they have got to have plenty of that, too.
Then why don't you just pick up a tin of it and save yourself all this trouble?
They're putting sunshine up in tins now?
The kind Nestle makes, yeah.
Oh. Hold it. Don't they take the cream out of powdered milk?
No. Sunshine is just like it came from the cow. Except that it's pasteurized, homogenized, and powdered.
Well, what am I going to do with all this pipeline?
I don't know.
Maybe I can cut it up in sections and sell it to the Nestle's people for sunshine.
No, they,
Well,
they make all their own.
Yeah, it was just a thought.
Yeah.
Sunshine is standby. Rich milk is always there. Use sunshine powdered milk.
Flash! Through a new electronic discovery, we are able to pick up the first television program actually being broadcast by Moon People. Take it away, Moon.
And with the playing of that familiar theme, it's time for another visit with the moon's favorite couple, Ralph and Alice, better known to you as the Honey Earthers. It's morning as we join Alice in the kitchen.
Oh, the earth shines bright on my old set. I'm gonna eat your breakfast, Ralph.
All right, Alice, what do we got?
It's a new atomic cereal, Ralph, called Nuclear Nibbles. Comes in a lead box.
Okay, dump some in my bowl. Ow, ow, ow! You dropped the box on my foot.
Which foot?
How do I know? I'll take off my shoes and see. Hey, hey, hey. Alice, look at my poor toe!
I can see, Ralph. I've got an eye, you know.
Oh, you're a dandy. One of these light years, Alice. One of these light years. Pow! Right in the antenna.
Oh, Ralph.
I may lose a toe.
So what?
So what? It takes hours to grow a new one. Well, here it is, time for lunch, and Norton ain't here.
Hey, Ralph. Who, Ralph?
Stop shouting in my ear, Norton.
Well, how's it going now, Ralphie boy?
Terrible. I had a fight with Alice. How can I square myself with a Norton?
Well, how long you and Alice been married, Ralph?
300 light years.
Okay, well, how come in all that time you never took Alice on a honey earth?
Norton, what a great idea! When I get home tonight, I'll tell her we're going on a honey earth.
Let's do a fight, Ralph. You're a sweet kid.
Now let's see what Alice gave me for lunch. Ow!
What's the matter, Ralph?
I dropped the lead bag on my foot!
Atomic chicken livers again, eh, Ralph?
Oh, har, har, hearty, har, har. Well, that's 2 feet gone. Now I only got one good foot left to drive with this afternoon.
Gee.
What a job. All day long it's, come on, folks, move to the back of the rocket ship.
Yeah, that's rough, Ralph.
Well, I'll unpack lunch. Hold this ketchup, Norton.
Sure thing, Ralph. You know, it's a small moon. You complaining about your job.
All right, hold the salt.
Okay, because I'm getting pretty fed up working down on that green cheese mine.
Hold the mustard, will you?
Okay, when I get through work, I'm green cheese from heads to foot. Gee.
Hold the Tabasco.
Okay, Ralph.
Hold the mayonnaise, will ya?
All right, Ralph. I only got 4 hands, you know.
Alice! Alice!
I'm here, Ralph. Hello, Ed.
Alice.
Sit down, Alice. Alice, we've been married a long time, and I got a little surprise for you. Didn't you always say you wanted to go on a honey earth?
Yes.
Go get your suitcase.
Oh, Ralph, you mean...
Certainly. Norton ain't got nothing to sit on. What's that racket?
It's an organ grinder outside the window, Ralph.
Hey, looky there on the windowsill. A little earth man on a string with a tin cup.
Gee, look at him. He's got 2 legs, 2 arms...
2 eyes, 2 ears, a mouth, a nose, and a pinstripe suit.
And only 1 head. Take a look, Norton.
I can't look at him, Ralph. It's too gruesome.
Oh, Ralph, listen, he's playing our song.
That's right, and you know what? You're the greatest. Come here, you. Did you like that?
Sure he liked it, Ralph. Now put a penny in his cup and come to dinner.
Well, I used to have these terrible headaches right here at the temple. And then I heard about Cheerios and...
Oh, no, Cheerios are not a headache remedy.
I'm sorry. I thought you were from a different company.
No,
I've been interviewed so much lately, I just got confused.
No, Cheerios are a breakfast cereal.
My kids eat them all the time.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Well, no, not personally. I don't eat them personally, no.
Oh, thank pardon.
Cheerios are just for the children. You know, little O's.
Well, the O shape is functional. It permits all-around toasting.
I see. Cheerios are just as much for adults then.
That's right. The big G on the box stands for grown-up.
I never realized that. I'll give them a try tomorrow morning.
Fine.
Meanwhile, you don't have an aspirin on you, do you?
Cheerios, another terribly adult cereal from General Mills.
Mamma mia, that's some species.
You've got spicy meatballs, Jack. Take 28.
Out, Tony.
And action. Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Cut.
What was the matter with that?
The accent.
Huh. Cut. Meesy, micey, ballsy, ballsy.
Cut. Take 59.
And action.
Jack. Sometimes you eat more than you should.
And when it's spicy besides, mamma mia, do you need Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer can help unstuff you, relieve the acid indigestion, and help make you your old self again.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Okay, let's break for lunch.